欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio。 我们先聊聊压力源，先来分享到的是 noise 噪音。我觉得噪音会给别人带来压力，你觉得呢？ Exposing yourself to loud noises can wear on you because it activates your fight or flight response, triggering higher adrenaline and blood pressure.Says author A.J. Jacobs in his book Drop Dead Healthy. 将自己暴露在噪音可以把压力穿在你身上，因为它激活你的战或者逃的反应 Fight or flight response 引发高肾上腺素和血压。作者 A.J.雅各布斯在他的书中倒闭健康说，一个人的卑微追求和完美的身材 One man humble quest for bodily perfection. Jacob cites a study that compared kids at a public school who study in quiet setting versus those who were in classrooms who heard a try go by every 5 minutes.雅各布斯引用的一项研究，孩子们在公立学校安静的环境下学习，以及那些在课堂上每五分钟听见火车的孩子相比，会有什么样的不一样呢？ Those in a quiet setting were 1 year ahead in reading by the sixth grade. 雅各布斯引用的一项研究，孩子在公立学校安静的环境下学习和那些在课堂上每五分钟听到火车的孩子相比，在安静的环境下提前一年读六年级。 Another study showed that people who worked at noisy jobs had 2 to 3 times the heart problems as those who worked. Another study showed that people who worked at noisy jobs had 2 to 3 times the heart problems.As those who worked in quiet environments. 另外的一项研究表明，那些在嘈杂的环境中工作的人的心脏病发病率是那些在安静的环境中工作的人的2到3倍。这个数据有点可怕。Okay. If we are hearing loud noises all day long, our minds and bodies will keepActivating the fight or flight response, which means we don't get the much needed downtime.
如果说我们整天都听到噪音，我们的头脑和身体将激活战或者逃的反应，这也就意味着我们不得不到急需停机的时间。
Okay, 这也太可怕了哈。 That's what we talk about today.
这就是我们今天来聊到的一个小话题，压力源 noise 噪音。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 radio， 或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 安夏，可以找到我。